Blog Talk Radio. find you when I seek you with my whole heart. Can't hear myself. Oh, now I can. It's in and out. Where's the other little speaker? No? Well, I can hear myself now. Okay, so I think you all can hear me. Welcome to the show. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Tanisha.
I'm Terrence.
If you can hear him, Terrence is laid out. He's been going to physical therapy, and it's not what he thought. He thought he was going to get stretched out, get some massages, you know, and they've been having him do squats and resistance bands, and they've been doing all sorts of stuff, but I've been seeing the difference. Today is June 30th, 2021 at 7:06 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're glad to be here. And Terrence's experience reminds me just of our walk with God, how we will have in our mind the way we think something's going to be, like with you at physical therapy. You know, I don't have a lot of knowledge of physical therapy, but from what I know too, that it's mostly like stretching things and, you know, making you more mobile and massaging those muscles that need to wake up. And you went, and it was a completely different experience. And it's been a completely different experience. Not to say that you haven't had the massages and the stretches, but there were some other things involved that you weren't aware of prior to going in. But one thing that we both can, you know, attest to is that you have made improvements. And so a lot of the times, even with our walk, we will think that it's supposed to go one way, and then it goes a whole different way. And the way it's been going, like with Terrence, it's been wearing him out, you know, and making him very sore. But the goal is being accomplished. And so we have to focus on the goal and not the process. And sometimes we get so stuck because we're right there in the middle, like we were talking about last week, right, how it's ugly in the middle normally. And that's what most processes from start to finish, even when you get your hair done, right? When I used to go to the beauty salon and get my hair done, and there would be like a stage where, I mean, I would just look like a wet chicken, just wasn't cute. If I was to leave at that stage, it looked like I stuck my finger in a light socket or something. But, you know, then they would flat iron it or roll it or whatever style I was getting and put me under the dryer, and I would look crazy then. But then they would take it out, and I would look like somebody Aunt Minnie with them tight curls. But then they would, you know, comb through it and give it like this body wave. And I'd shake my hair and look like one of those women in the shampoo commercials, and it would be looking nice. But even right before the end product, I would look, you know, not the way I intended to look, not what I was paying to look. But in the end, I would look, you know, a lot of the times better than what I thought. But I had to trust the process, and I had to trust the beautician. You know, all beauticians aren't created equal. And so if we could trust the process with the beautician, or we could trust the process with a personal trainer or with the chef or with the wedding planner or whatever, whoever you're trusting, and you're in that middle part and it's ugly, but you're not losing any sleep because you trust, you're like, oh, that's just part of the process. How much more should we trust the process with our Lord and Savior who created all things? I mean, look at the way he even designed the human body. Terrence and I were talking about that a couple of days ago, sometime this week, and I was saying how when you really study the human body, there's no way that, I mean, it's just hard for me to believe that people can have the knowledge of the human body and believe that it's all by chance, because it's so detailed and it's so purposed. Everything has a purpose. So even when you study the brain and neural paths and all that kind of stuff, it is so detailed. And if something's not where it needs to be, it causes like a dysfunction, to where doctors and scientists or whoever can label the dysfunction and know exactly what is out of place or what's missing or what there's too much of, to where they can put titles and labels on it. And the title and label basically is the interface and that's describing what the inner workings are behind the scene. So how can something that's by chance, if things are not done the way that it designed it to be done, cause a malfunction or cause a condition that man can study and label? You know, it's crazy to think that, to me, that that's just by chance. We just so happen. No, And so if we know these things about God, who is so deliberate, who is so detailed, we should be able to trust the process. If we could trust our bodies, we could trust things that are man-made, we need to be able to trust that God is working it out and that it's purposed. He has purpose behind everything that we do. And even when we get off track, he will make purpose out of that.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make it work for our good. And so that's like a guarantee. That's the guarantee of all guarantees. That's the warranty of all warranties. A lot of times we won't even buy electronics or cars or whatever without asking what type of warranty or guarantee does it have. You know, we get excited if something got a five-year guarantee. Woo-hoo, 5 years, that's good to go. You know, we excited. 10 years on my roof, 5 years on the parts of my car, and we're ready to buy into it. But God gives you a lifetime guarantee. He gives you an eternal guarantee. But he guarantees that that all things will work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That's way better than a five-year warranty guarantee on something that's going to fall apart and break. So we're guaranteed that no matter what, all things are going to work for good. So you can have like, that can give you joy to know that even when a situation is not ideal or it is not panning out the way you thought it was going to pan out, that God will make it work for good. So even though in that moment you can't see the good, you can't feel the good, you can't smell it, taste it, nothing, it's just all bad in that moment. But you have the promise that all things will work together for good. All things. That leaves nothing. There's no like little asterisk, and then there's like a whole list of things that are not included. Because a lot of times when we get excited about these warranties and guarantees, there's a little asterisk, right? That's that little star. And then it's tiny. And then when you go all the way to the bottom of whatever paperwork they give you for that warranty or guarantee, you find the little asterisk. And then you get a host of things excluded. Does not include this, this, this. And it's all tiny. No, and people most of the time, they don't read that. This is 5-year warranty, 5-year guarantee on parts, labor, blah, blah, blah. And they just, in their mind, they, oh, that applies to everything. And then when the going gets tough and it's time to cash in on that paperwork, yeah, that's not included. And then you're like, no, because right here it says, right here, big, bold, with a 12 font, you know, 12-point font, it says this. And they're like, no, if you look here next to the asterisk at the bottom in the 0.009 font, you will see that this is not included. And you can get yourself hyped up and be let down. But God is not like man that he should lie. God is not into trickery. God doesn't, you know, bait and switch. What he says is what he says. And what he says is true. There is no asterisk. It says all things will work together for good. That's everything. That's if you slip and fall and break your hip. That's if you get fired from your job. That's if your marriage falls apart. That's if your kids are cutting up. That's if you move into a neighborhood and your neighbor is completely sucking or inconsiderate. That's if your car breaks down. That's everything. The doctor gives you a bad report. Your parents are sick. All things. No asterisk. No small print. No writing at the very, very bottom, and they know that you wear glasses. You got them Coke bottle ones, too, so you can barely see. None of that. There's no trickery involved. There's no bait and switch. There's no smoke screens. There's no trick mirrors. It is what it is, and you can rejoice in that tonight. So whatever you are facing, know that all things will work together for your good. How good is that? What a God that we serve, that he makes all things work for our good. Even if the things are things that you got yourself into, right? Because we don't sit up here and lie up on PGN. That's not what we're about, period. We're about the truth, because the truth is what makes you free. And sometimes we get ourselves in the situation. We say, the devil and being the devil. No, it's not the devil. It's you. It's your ego. It's your bad attitude. It's your impatience. It's your sign chasing. I got a sign. It's from the Lord. No, that was just, you know, a plane flying by. Nothing more, nothing less. It could be a number of things that got yourself in a situation that you didn't need to be in and shouldn't have been in. So sometimes it is us all day long. But even still, God is so gracious. He says he'll make all things work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Again, there is no asterisk. There's no stipulations. Okay. Well, there is, as long as you love God and are called according to his purpose. So this doesn't apply to unbelievers, right? In their life without Christ, things can be in vain. And no good will come from it. It's only in Christ that we get this promise. This is something for us. This is for the believers. This is for the brethren. This is for the body of Christ. This is for the bride of Christ. This is part of our life abundantly that we get. This is part of our benefits package of being a follower of Christ. That the world, they don't get this. And the world will use terms like all things work for good, not for you. Everything works. Everything has a purpose. Yeah, sometimes, you know, they say all things happen for a reason. Yeah, sometimes the reason is because you're stupid and make bad decisions. That's the reason. But they say that like the reason is always something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to use it to justify bad behavior. Well, yeah, I might have did this, but everything happens for a reason. Yeah, because you're inconsiderate and you're fueled by the devil. That's the reason. So don't try to justify bad behavior. That's a true statement. Everything happens for a reason, of course. We live in a world of cause and effect. So, yes, everything that's an effect, there's a cause behind it. So, in essence, that is a reason. But that doesn't mean that it's a good reason. A positive reason or a God-driven or fueled reason. But for us, it doesn't matter what they do, how they behave, and it doesn't even matter if we get off course or off track, it will still work for our good. Mm-hmm. And that's something to be excited about. That's something to rejoice about, because sometimes we'll be in a situation and we'll get out of it and we'll be like, what in the world was that? Mm-hmm. You know, what? Did I really need to experience that? That's something I could have went my entire life without. And then 4 years, 5 years down the line, maybe 20 minutes down the line, whatever, down the line, it you can apply it to something. And sometimes it's not even about you. It's about you being used to help somebody else, which is still good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read that scripture. I want to find it real quick. Romans 8:28. Okay, thank you, sweetie. My little stiff, sore sweetheart was on it. Okay. You over there looking stiff. You over there looking like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. Okay, Romans 8:28. I'm going to read it out of Amplified. I'll read it out of King James, too, because that's my sweetheart's favorite. But like I told y'all on Sunday, I always feel like I should have a ruffle collar on and a white curly wig when I read the King James version. Okay, so Amplified reads, "And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose." Love that. Now let's read it out of King James. That's not so bad. It's not very Shakespeare-y. Okay. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." That is so good. Listen to where is it? Hold on. Gosh, this is long, the message version. I'm not going to read it. Man, that is so long. I'm not even going to read that one. Where's the living? I don't even think it's – I think I need to add that on this. I got a new phone. Terrence got me a new phone for my birthday, and it's really cool. But I need to update some of my apps. Well, I think those are two amazing ones. I want to read that again out of the Amplified, though, because I want y'all to get this. And we know with great confidence, ooh, I like great confidence. I like being confident that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Ooh, what great confidence. Come on. Do you understand confidence? I'm a confident person. I'm even confident in my inabilities. Somebody says, Tanisha, sing. I confidently can tell you that I cannot sing. I can hold a note, though, Terrence said. And I'm really good at mimicking tunes. So I have, like, I guess my ears have perfect pitch to hear or whatever, mimic. But can I sing? Absolutely not. And I could confidently tell you that. So when you're confident, one thing about confidence that I've learned in my moons is that people are drawn to it and people buy into confidence, right? And this scripture starts off in Amplified and says, and we know with great confidence. That's like confidence on a 10. Confidence alone, you know when somebody's confident. And I'm not talking about arrogance, because some people tend to try to make them synonymous. Arrogance and confidence are not synonymous. These are two totally different things. Now, a person can go from confident into arrogance. That could be part of the process. But just because somebody's confident doesn't mean that they're arrogant. Let's look up the word confident real quick. Let's get into this. Dig a little deeper. Because I want you all to be confident. I want you to have great confidence. Okay, so confident. I just put up confident. Forgot to put definition. Hold on. Let me get myself together. Okay, we're going to go to Merriam-Webster. Listen to this. Full of conviction, certain, confident of success, confident that conditions will improve, having or showing assurance and self-reliance, absolute trustful. Woo, that's good. Trustful. So you trust it when you're confident. I trust that if I tried to bust out Amazing Grace, your ears would bleed. I can confidently say that. Because I cannot sing. Parents can, you know, start singing Amazing Grace and angels will appear. I could confidently say that he's an amazing, beautiful voice. And so it just means that you trust that, right? You're assured in that. You know that to be a fact. So when somebody is confident, right? I don't know if you watch Trials. I watch Trials. I like to watch Trials, but I'm kind of a nerd like that, and God has drawn me to legal things, right? Because he's using me as almost like a spiritual attorney. I'm learning about the legal realm and the natural and learning about the spiritual legal realm, even though I do believe God is going to use myself and Terrence to change things legally here in the earth and especially here in the state of Texas. But that's a whole nother conversation. But I've watched Trials before, and you could tell when like attorneys have really crossed their T's and dotted their I's because there's this confidence that they have that they can't fake. And I could tell when somebody's faking confidence. I'm like, you don't even believe that. You know, so I'm not buying into that. You don't believe that. Even with salespeople, I can sniff out fake confidence. I could sniff out the frauds. Because when a person is really confident, people buy into it. Because I'm like, yeah. And then when I watch a trial, and usually the confident attorney is the one who, you know, as long as they have their ducks in a row, are the ones that usually prevail because they already knew. They kind of went in it knowing that they were going to prevail. And it's very sticky with the law because if the jury perceives them as being, you know, arrogant, that could weigh in badly. But I watch confident people because I see what they get. You know, somebody could be telling you no, and a person's confident, like, I don't care what they're talking about, I'm still going to get that, and they do. I've had those experiences several times in my life. You know, people have asked me how and with different jobs and all that kind of stuff, how did I get to where I was? And I told them I just believed that I could. And that's really just confidence that I could do it. And I'm the type of person that if I believe I can, I don't really care what the obstacles are. I don't care what the fine print is. I don't care what the qualifications are. I'm a confidently go for it, even though I am technically not qualify for it. So I want you guys to have that same confidence that all things, right, all things are going to work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. All things are going to work for your good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to work for good. All things. Be confident. Don't even just be regular confident. Have great confidence in that. That's confidence with a cape. That's super confident. So that means that you know that you know that you know. So great confidence leaves no room for doubt. It's like, you know, like imagine the word no, right? And then stack that word on top of that word. So no, and then stack another no one. Like you double know that it's going to work out for your good. And that should help you sleep soundly at night. That should help you be able to walk in peace and assurance. That should help you in the trust realm, right? Because sometimes we're not confident because we really don't trust God. We say we do, but we really don't. You know, you could tell what a person trusts based on how they behave. And it's okay to admit that there's sometimes that there's seasons of your life where you do have a trust issue. And you bring it before God and tell him, you know, I don't trust. I can honestly say I don't really trust you in this. I don't trust that this is going to happen. Help me in that realm. Help me to trust you. You know, give me what I need so that I can do that. Help me, you know, walk me through what I need to trust you. You know, what helps me when I start to feel a little shaky is I think about all the things that he's already done for me. That's why it's good to journal, because as you get older, your memory, you know, sometimes you forget things. You remember the outcome, but you forget the ugly middle. You forget the sleepless nights. You forget when you were sweating bullets. You forget when you was having cotton mouth and, you know, didn't know what was going to go on. And you need to write those things down. Write down your life and be honest. Don't try to clean it up so that when they, you know, if they make it into a movie, it looks all, you know, everything's all positive. No, be honest. Write it down. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm scared. I know what the Lord said, but it's not looking too good for me right now. You know, write down all those details, because you will forget. You will remember the victory and you will forget. Even as the scripture talks about that the heart deferred or hope deferred. Hold on, let me look it up. I'm not even going to try to paraphrase that. Huh?
Hope deferred.
Right. Hope deferred. My phone tried to. My phone is always auto-checking. It said deterred. No. Here we go. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. There's another way I read it before. Listen to the message. Well, I'll read this one because it's not a paragraph. Unrelenting disappointment leaves you heart sick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. And that's usually what happens when you get that break and things turn around. You tend to forget the little details when you were sick and disappointed. So while you're in your sick, disappointed, write down how you feel. You know, we see it with David. You know, he would write down what was going on. Lord, you're going to let people just come against me and this, that, and the other. And then he would flip it. But I know you're going to, you know, look out for me. I know you're going to take care of, you know. So write down how you're feeling and write down what you know to be true. You know, that, man, I'm getting sick of this. You know, this weight is chipping away at me. You know, I'm tired all the time and this, that, and the other. I can't sleep, whatever. I can't eat. But the Lord said he's going to take care of it. I'm just going to stand on that, even though I barely got energy to stand at all. You know, whatever, however you're feeling, write it down so that you could remember. And for me, that's what helps me when I get into those situations, because our faith, it builds and it grows. You know, he starts to have us believe for bigger things, the things that look even more impossible. And in order for that faith to really properly stretch, you got to remember. Remember when you couldn't even believe for your car keys, or remember that job you know you didn't think he sold you this and you didn't believe in it. As you stair step up, remember those things to help your faith. Remind yourself, we've been here before. Mm-hmm. You know, remember that time when this happened and that, and you didn't think God was going to come through, but he came through. He spoke to you. He gave you a word. He confirmed it, you know, and he came through just like he said it was going to come through. Now, it didn't look the way you thought it was going to look, but he came through. You know, don't get to faltering now. You know, you got to remind yourself and have self-talk and read your word, get into your word. But most importantly, you know, have conversations with the Lord and tell him how you're feeling. God is not intimidated by your unbelief or your doubt or your lack of trust or your little tiny faith, you know, because every problem has to be addressed. That's in life. Even when you go to the doctor, they have to address. They don't just give you pills and say, here, take these, and you don't know what's going on. You know, if you've got a medical condition or something that's going on, they address it. And then they give you the remedy. And so that's what we have to do. We have to address, if there's something going on, address it with the Father. And guess what? He's going to give you a remedy. He's going to help you. He's not going to just say, what? You don't trust me? Okay, I'm just going to leave you where you at then. Bye-bye. I'm going to give it to somebody else. No, it doesn't work like that. He loves you, and he wants you to have everything that he purposed for you to have. And he came to give you life and life abundantly, and he wants you to partake in that abundance. And sometimes we get in our way, and he will help us. But the first step is being honest about it. You know, so tonight I just want you to examine your heart and see if there are areas of your life that there is some mistrust, right? Some fear, some doubt. And let's address it tonight. Let's take it before the Father so that we can get to where we need to be. So let's pray, and then we're going to start answering callers. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity, Father God. We just thank you for being so good. You are a good God. You are so good to us, Father God, and we thank you and love you for that. And Lord, we just thank you that we know that all things work together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And help us, Father God, in any areas that we may have doubt or unbelief or lack of faith or mistrust. We come before you with open hearts and with a receptive mind to receive your instruction on what needs to be done to get to where we can receive all that you have for us. And help us to walk in peace, and remind us. Help us to remember all that you've done for us. Help us to remember all that you've done for everyone that we've known or encountered, or for our Bible heroes. Help us to remember that. And help us to keep in the forefront of our mind that you're not like man, that you should lie. We can trust you. We can trust your word. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we can have great confidence to face the day, to face the future, to live life to the fullest. We just thank you for that and pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. You got something to add?
Okay.
All right. Let's get to our first caller here. 251-342.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm home. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great.
Thank God. Of course, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Yes. Yes, it's Latrice from Alabama for everybody who's a first-time listener. Very anointed woman of God. Let's pray for you, Latrice. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for Latrice. We thank you for the anointing. What I spoke just now is just, it's the way God views you. But you're a very anointed woman of God. And I see people identifying that, even if they don't know what it is. You know, because there's plenty of times where people have interactions with men and women of God, and they didn't know, but they learned, right? There's a phrase people say, you're going to learn today. Right. And and they learn because that anointing cannot be denied. And I see that happening with you, where people are going to learn today who you are. So even if they don't know what it is that they're seeing in you, they're going to learn. They're going to know something about that lady. I can't do dirt by her. I can't try to trick her. I can't try to, you know, get her caught up in things or try to hinder her, because there's just something, I don't know what it is, but something's on her. And those who, you know, do have a walk with Christ, they'll recognize us. Oh, she anointed. You know, that's, God got his hand on her. And so I see that. I identify that. So people are going to know that you are a very anointed woman of God. And they're gonna have to recognize, and they're gonna have to act accordingly and move accordingly. So Lord, we just thank you for the anointing on her life. We thank you for the favor, Father God. We thank you that that she's gonna really, really understand that you have her front and her back. That you've got her completely covered. You've got her completely surrounded, that she can sleep easy because you don't sleep. So even when the wicked are up late trying to plot, you're up watching. And already got a plan for them to fall into their own trap. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for that protection. We thank you for that anointing. And we thank you for using her, Father God, to encourage people. We thank you for using her, Lord, to spread the word and to give sound wisdom. We have so many people that are just giving bad advice. And I thank you that you're using her to give people sound wisdom. And so, Lord, just continue to bless her and order her steps and open paths and open doors and close doors that don't need to be open and open doors that needs to be open. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, I see, like Tanisha was saying, with that anointing, you're going to get a lot of fight back, because the anointing destroys the yoke. It destroys the yoke of bondage and despair, confusion, and everything that's not of God. That's what the anointing comes through to clean up, or like the flashlight that shines the light on it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't want to see that. Some people don't want to know that they have been misled. Because you got some people that's actually thinking that they are doing a good thing, but really just they have been misled. So God's definitely going to show you how to approach, or how to be exactly what those people need in their lives so that those yokes can be destroyed. Not just removed, but destroyed. Like that particular thing won't hinder them ever again.
Thank
when
you,
they
Lord.
Have that talk with you. And so just stay yielded to the Spirit of God to speak what he says, speak, even if you ain't ever heard it before. Just say it, you know. he's revealing things to us during this season that's being said in a new way. It's not a new thing, it's just being said in a new way. It's being said in the language that this generation can understand.
Right.
The times that we're in, you're speaking to the times in the times. And so it's a special anointing that you have to do that. And so just thank God for your strength and your obedience, and just pray that you stay protected and covered and yielded to him to fulfill the obligation to the kingdom. Because we're obligated to serve.
Mm-hmm.
We're obligated. We in this thing now. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has done so much so many times before. And so when you feel yourself trying to get overwhelmed, like Denise was saying earlier, just remember. Just think back on when God saw you through something and you knew it was him. That's your insurance. That's your insurance policy. He's insured you that he'll never leave nor forsake you. He'll always be with you. So that's what I got for you tonight, Latrice. Jesus,
amen, amen. And I do receive those words on point as usual. And I do speak and send health and healing to Karen's Tanisha in Jesus' name, and continue to prosper even as your soul prospers. I speak increase from the north, east, south, west, and every area of your life. The devil is a defeated foe in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we count it done right now. It is so, and so it is, in Jesus' name. And thank you guys again, and have a great evening.
Thank you, Latrice. We appreciate
Amen.
You. Love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you the most. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Awesome. Next caller, 919-292.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, this is Shaquilla. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Shaquilla. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Where you been hiding it, Shaquilla?
What you say, Tim?
Where you been hiding it? We ain't seen you, hear from you in a minute.
I know. I talked to Tanisha about 2 weeks ago, but I think you were out of town or something. But I've been just working and spending time with God. Like, I can't complain.
Ain't no need.
Nope, no need to complain. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Shaquilla. Lord, we thank you for the transit. I see God ordering. You know, we always think of steps. When I hear the phrase, he orders our steps, we always think, like for me, I think about feet, like walking. But when I hear the word transit, I think of, you know, something that's more long distance, right? Something that's on a bus, a plane, something like that. And I see God arranging your transit in getting, like, I see him, like, moving you somewhere that's not close, and him like preparing that and arranging that. And I remember before I moved out here to Texas, because just some background on me being from California, I'm from California. I had no plans to ever leave California, ever. And I remember one time my coworkers and I, we were talking about our retirement plans, because the company I was working for a very large telecommunications company. And I had taken tech classes because I was going to be my plans were to be a maintenance splicing technician. And we were talking about our plans and how we was going to, you know, me and a few of us was going to try to get to a certain warehouse and this, that, and the other, and yada, yada, yada. We were going to retire doing that, blah, 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 blah. And that night I had a dream. And in the dream, God had told me to move. And it's far. I remember it was far in the dream. I'm like, this isn't in California. And then he told me I had a divine appointment in Ennis. Never heard of Ennis. And I woke up, and I told my coworkers when I got to work, and they looked up Ennis. And there was a few Ennises within the United States, but one of them was in Texas. And when she said, oh, there's an Ennis in Texas, I'm like, that's the one. I was like, oh, my God, God's going to move me to Texas? Why? Like, why would I move to Texas? But sure enough, a chain of events happened, and I ended up here in Texas. But everything was so orchestrated, even when it came time to find the moving company, because I moved, packed up everything, and came out here. And I remember when I was booking it, and it was, you know, a nice little chunk of change to pay to have, you know, my stuff shipped cross-country. And I started to have doubts, and I was like, Lord, if this is you, if you've orchestrated this, please, please, you know, give me a sign, give me something. I need something, because I was, like, ready to back out. And so the guy came back on the line. He had processed my card, and he was like, are you ready for your confirmation number? And I said, yeah. He said, okay, it's J like Jesus, blah, 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 blah. That's all I heard. And I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. I just kept thanking him. Thank you so much. I don't even think he realized what he did. First of all, who says J like Jesus? I've never heard of that. When people try to, you know, get you to understand what, you know, letter it is. But that was nothing but God. But in hindsight, everything was orchestrated. The apartment, the being able to move, getting the cars, out here, like everything was orchestrated. He prepared my transit. And that's what I'm seeing for you, Shaquilla, that he's preparing your transit. Now, I don't know when it's going to take place. In my case, he told me about moving to Texas, I want to say a couple of years before I'd even moved out here. But he basically was letting me know, I know you got plans, but so do I. And they're not lining up. And you're not going to be working at this company. You're not going to be a maintenance wife and technician. You're not even live in the city. You're not even going to live in the state. It's completely different. So he let me know that while I see your plans, those are not the plans that I have for you. And what I got for you is going to be in Texas. And so here I am. And so that's what I see God preparing your transit. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for the preparation, Lord. We thank you that everything is in your timing and that she could just continue to do what she's been doing, working, spending time with you, you know, doing whatever needs to be done, and know that you have things already planned out for her and that you're preparing those things and that she doesn't have to worry about it or stress out about it because it's already being worked out. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, so when it is time, she can trust it that it's going to work out. Even when it's looking like it's not going to work out, it is going to work out. And so we just thank you for that, Lord. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What I got to say is understanding like purpose, like really, really understanding what being purposed for your purpose, like having purpose and live truly living on purpose with a purpose. God's really going to show you how to really be more deliberate in your approach to this life. Because sometimes, you know, we'll go through life, I wonder, you know, but God's really going to show you how to really be deliberate and live on purpose. Like when you do things, you're going to be doing it, not wondering how it's going to work out. You're going to do it knowing that it's going to happen like this because God's going to tell you what to do, when to do it, mm-hmm. and how to do it. And so you're going to be like very much more in tune with an intentional approach to life. You know, not just being like a butterfly and floating whichever way the wind blows, but soaring like an eagle. The wind blowing, but the eagle is still headed in the direction that it wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, intentional, because the eagle is built different. The eagle is built different. So God's gonna show you how different you are, but how amazing you are at the same time. And discovering new things about yourself. And so you begin to be intentional. It's like when people try to hoard your time and clog up your day with meaningless conversations or what have you, you're going to intentionally say, you know, I'm going to go head on and do something else. You know, this right here is not something I'm interested in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you're trying to hurt somebody's feelings, but you are intentionally on purpose letting them know that, hey, this is where I stand on this. So what that does, that shuts the door of them wondering, I wonder if she cool with this, or I wonder if I could talk to Shaquilla about this or whatever. They're going to know what to bring to you and what not to bring to you. And you're doing it with love, in love, but on purpose, with the purpose.
Because
you don't want to, you're not going to hinder, you know, because God's really showing you the importance of time. That is borrowed. And when you're tired, when you are borrowing time, you sure don't need nobody wasting it.
That's true.
And it's like, yeah, I got time. No, ain't got time for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gonna make time for what you want to make time for. And you're going to make time for the meaningful things. The meaningful things. And that's what I see God doing with you right now, Sequoia. We just thank God for that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was good. Thank you, guys. I just thank God for y'all.
You're welcome. Did you have anything in particular that you wanted prayer for?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Well, it was good talking to you.
Good talking to y'all, too. It's always a blessing.
Praise God. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Have a good night.
Y'all, too. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go to our next caller here, 984-289.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Renee.
Hey, Renee. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Glad that you called in. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Renee, Father God. We thank you that you are that she's in learning mode, that you're teaching her. We thank you, Father God, that your word says the Holy Spirit will bring us into all truths. And that's a form of learning. You know, when we learn, we're supposed to be learning the truth when we go to school, right? Sometimes we learn what's true, sometimes we don't. But when you bring us into all truths, Lord, it's the best type of learning because it's the facts. It's not based on theories or it's not based on what's been widely accepted. It's based on the absolute truth. And so we thank you, Father God, that you're taking Renee on a journey where you're the one that's teaching her, and she can have confidence in that, and she can rely on that because your truth is always being challenged in the world. Your truth is always has a counterfeit that wants to sell it as truth. But we thank you, Lord, that because she knows the truth and that you're teaching her the truth, that she can identify false truths and alternative truths and alternative facts, because alternative facts are lies. They're not in fact. And so when people come to her with their truth, and they'll be really sincere about what they feel is truth, that because you have taught her, Lord, she'll be able to, in love and with full confidence and assurance, dismantle the things that they believe and build the truth in them, build the truth in people to where it can't be torn down. When you present an eternal truth, it can't be torn down, but the enemy would try to build mantles and false altars in people with these fake truths and have them to worship those truths and to believe in those truths and to follow after those truths. But Lord, we thank you for Renee that she's going to dismantle those false beliefs and she's going to destroy the false altars that people have in their spirits and their hearts and their day-to-day activities and their subconscious, all these fake altars and false truths. You're going to use her, Lord, to disarm and dismantle them and build true truth in people that cannot be taken out, that cannot be removed, because they're going to know that it's true based on how you're training and teaching her how to approach people with love and how to sow good seed in people, where it's not an argument, it's not a debate, this is a fact. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Lord, we thank you for Renee tonight. Lord, with you, Renee, I'm getting like authenticity. God is showing you the authentic view of the gospel, not like the religious view, not the religious view of the Bible. Because believe it or not, you got a lot of people that claim our faith really are living lives like they have a hold on God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they only say God works in one way. You can't be, if you got this, this ain't finna happen. If you this, that ain't finna happen. You know, they try to box God in, but God is sovereign. God can do whatever it is he wants to do, and he can use whoever he chooses to use because he's not intimidated by sin. He has already defeated sin. He's already made a way available for us to conquer it. And so God is going to teach you like really how to empathize and have compassion even for those that are arrogant. A compassion for arrogant people, because so many arrogant people have been really deceived in their way of living. They in their way of thinking, they have been trained, per se, so to speak, to only think that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should have that compassion. When you see them being arrogant, it's not to argue with them.
Right.
It's really just to pray for them, because God has revealed to you and you understand, oh, you just unlearned. You just ain't really heard from the Spirit of God yet. Mm-hmm. Because you are being truly deceived. You know, because some people are arrogant and they haven't even made the decision to be arrogant. That's just what they have been taught. But then you have those that are arrogant and they do know. But God is going to show you who's who and what's what in it. But the authentic view of the word, the pure word, God is opening you up to have some new eyes to see it. And so we just thank God for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I received that from both of you guys.
Amen. Well,
amen. You got anything you want to share or have us hook up with you on in prayer?
First, I wanted to say, you know, starting with Tanisha, you know, I just had a situation that happened, you know, like you discussed. And, you know, like we're both of what you guys said, you know, like sometimes, even though the crowd sometimes is following this particular thing, you know, and you'll kind of feel like, you know, you have to really know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes that, you know, you will be with the crowd, but as you, if you're spending time with God, sometimes God will, well, not sometimes, God will redirect you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though it's popular or whatever. And, you know, and I'm not going to lie, it was because this was a situation and this was a person that I trusted, and it appeared to be God. But, you know, I know my Father's voice. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes we have to pull away and just make sure that we're being led by the Spirit and not by what's popular. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for that, you know. And sometimes it's, and I have to be honest, it's been in a place where sometimes it's been uncomfortable. But I can say this has been worth it, and it's brought me so much more peace following God versus following the crowd and what look or appear to be God, you know. So I just thank him. And one thing that I will ask that you guys touch and agree with me is about moving. You know, God has been dealing with me about that. I just want you guys to pray with me about that if possible.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you for Renee tonight, Lord. We just ask that you open up the mind to tap into when not if, but to have a mindset of assurance, because I believe you heard from God on move. You just don't know where per se. But it's about when. And so we ask tonight that the Lord would just give you peace to while you wait to stay busy. And God will reveal it to you, because sometimes when we want to know something, we can really bring a burden on ourselves because we want to know so bad.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know so bad, and then we can cloud our thinking, and then we will start making decisions from an emotional place because we want something so bad. And so I just pray that God will give you peace in not knowing, and will give you peace to know that you will know when it's time to know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know what to do when it's time for it to be done, and that everything will be supplied. Everything that you need will be supplied. So just start preparing yourself for your move, even though you don't know where or when, but you do know that you are going to move. So begin to start preparing your move now, you know, putting things in place, you know, taking those steps of faith and putting things in place that line up to what you know God has told you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you get ready to go to a concert or something like that. You know, we don't get off work or what have you and just go home and rock, go in the backyard and roll around in the mud, knowing you got a concert to go to. You go and you start preparing yourself months in advance. You know, you got to find your outfit. So you just pick the restaurant out. You just set that date up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so Lord's just saying, start preparing. Just start making those moves that line up to what he's shared with you. And we just thank God for him revealing to you in his time where and when, and that you be at peace with it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you both.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Good stuff. 709-500.
Hello.
Hello, hey.
Hi, this is Dastia from Canada.
Hey, Dastia, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you guys?
We're doing good. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Dastia. Father God, we thank you for his hands. For the anointed hands. I see your hands being anointed, Dastia. So the things that you touch, it's like you bring God with you. You know, he's always with you. His word says he never leaves nor forsakes us. He's always with us. But I see your hands especially being anointed. So the things that you put your hand to, right? So we put our hands to lots of things every day. Be mindful of that. Like, if you really just take one day and pay mm-hmm. attention to everything that you touch with your hands, you'll be amazed at everything that you put your hand to every day. And I see the things that you put your hand to, God blessing those things. So if there's things that you desire, put your hand to it. Put your hand to it in like an act of faith to say, you know, this is what I desire to do, Lord, and touch it. It's like it's like you making an act, you know, because the word says faith mm-hmm. without works is dead. It's like you doing a work in faith. Like I believe, Lord, that you're gonna. This is what I put my hand to, and I believe you're going to bless it, and you're going to open doors and give me the ability. So whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is, put your hand to it, touch it, you know, touch it so that you can, God is like, he's like doing this for you to show you something. It's a teaching thing, and it's like something to build your faith. Like earlier in the show, we're talking about how sometimes our faith is not where it needs to be, and we go to God and say, I need greater faith, or I need, you know, I have a little bit of doubt or whatever the case may be, and God will give us the instructions on what to do, excuse me, to help us in those areas. And that's what I see. I see God is doing this. It's for you. To help you.
Amen.
To help you build your faith. And because he's doing it almost like, you know, all of us are different types of learners. You know, some people are visual. Some people, you know, they can hear it and learn it. Some people have to do something for it to stick. God knows all the different ways that we learn and are taught, and he's doing this to teach you based on how you learn. So touch the things. Put your hand to it. Like I say, it's like your hands are on fire, like they're anointed, like they're dripping with oil, and he's going to bless the things that you touch. So, Lord, we just thank you for Dacia, Father God. We thank you for the love that you have for him. We thank you, Father God, that you are going to get him where he needs to be in the faith realm. And we thank you, Father God, that you are personal. You do what we need, each as individuals. It's like a loving father. You know, parents don't do the exact same things for each kid. Excuse me. Some things need to be done the same, like they need to eat and have a roof over their head, but everybody's unique and individual, and as parents, we have to move according to our children. And so we thank you, Father God, that you love us all individually and collectively, but you do what we need as individuals to get us where we need to be. And so we just thank you for that, what you're doing in Dacia to build his faith. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What I'm seeing right now, Dustin, is that you're making progress. The Lord wants you to know that you are progressing. Even when it doesn't seem like you are, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's about what it is. And God has definitely ordered your steps. And what he's doing for you, he's kind of using you like Joseph. You know, he gave Joseph this vision about his life, and then he shared it. And you begin to see that everybody, regardless of the role that they play in your life, ain't rooting for what God has for you. They ain't rooting for what God has for you. And so God is really going to teach you how to really move in silence in a lot of ways. To move in silence because it's things that he wants you to see, that only he wants you to know. So your faith would never waver. Your faith would never, ever waver. Because when you know what somebody has done for you, it's nothing nobody else can come to you. And not even just what they've done, just who they are. You know,
yeah.
When you know somebody, it's just certain things people can't come to you with about that particular person, you know. Because you'd be like, I know you. You know, even though as human beings, we can slip, but we're talking about God who cannot lie, who cannot fail, who can't make mistakes. And so when you know him, there is that's all the insurance that you need. That's the benefit to your life. That's your black card, your relationship with him. And he's taking it up another level with truly opening you up to what it means for him to be your personal savior. Your personal savior, because it is personal. It's personal. Yes, it's good to get together and share amongst brethren. But when you by yourself, you know, when we leave, God is still there. When we go to our separate living spaces, God is still there, because he said he'll never leave nor forsake you. So he's always there. You can call me and I can miss the call.
Mm-hmm.
I call you back, but you call him, he answers every time. Every time. Mm-hmm. And so that's that assurance in knowing who he is. And that's what you're definitely going to need moving into the next phase of your life. And so we just thank God for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Now, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Did you have anything in particular that you wanted prayer for?
Just for wisdom, because I just got a new job. I just want God to give me wisdom to actually do the best that I can do, to be
okay.
The light in what I will be doing.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just touch and agree with Dastia, Father God, that you give him wisdom, that you give him godly knowledge and understanding, which is what wisdom is made out of, insight. Godly insight. And Lord, let that even apply the word that you gave him, that the things that he touches, that you will bless. Let that let him understand that that even applies to his job, that the things that he touches, things that he puts his hand to, that you will bless. And Lord, bring him into all truth. Bring him into all truth and help him to be identified. Help him to do the work onto you. And when he does the work onto you, Lord, he will be recognized, because when we do work onto you, we give our best, and mm-hmm. and excellence is the byproduct of doing work onto you, and people will be able to identify his excellence and his hard work and his ethic and his ability to learn and his desire to do things the right way. So help him in all of those areas and give him the confidence and reassurance that even if there's areas that he doesn't quite know what he's doing yet, that you will help him. You will help him. That, yeah, jobs provide training, but you are all knowing. So he doesn't have to just rely on people at the job to help him, because his help cometh from the Lord. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Dastia.
Thank you. All right.
Good night. Next caller is 954-580.
Hello. Good evening. This is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you.
Awesome. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Carolyn, Father God. We thank you for the shine that you're using her to shine in dark places. And when people are lost and they're in a dark place, they gravitate towards the light. And so it might feel overwhelming when you have all these lost people coming at you, coming towards you, surrounding you. But give her a shift in the way she views it, and help her to understand, Father God, that it's because she is the light, that you're using her as a light in dark places, and for the purpose of guiding and helping to navigate lost people. And that's always going to come with some difficulty. When people are lost, they're confused, You know, they start to make excuses. Some of them say, well, I thought I was supposed to go this way. Sometimes people are angry when they're lost. It's like when we're driving. You know, we're driving and we get lost. Some people get angry and frustrated and they lose their patience. And so that just kind of comes along with lost people. But give her the strength and give her the words on how to get people in line to say, okay, I understand you're lost, but, you know, this is what we're going to do. Or this is and just keep ministering to them. Sometimes they're going to be lost in areas of their life and they don't realize that they're lost. But she'll be able to identify that they're lost because they're going to have all the classic symptoms, you know, driving in circles. We can always tell if somebody's on our street is lost because you keep seeing them. Then they're looking out and they've got that squinty eyes and trying to figure. And you're like, hey, are you lost? Because we can identify when people are lost. And so help Carolyn to be able to identify when people are lost, even if they don't know it. She'll be able to see it. Say, man, this person's lost. Let me help them out. She doesn't even have to tell them that they're lost. She could just provide wisdom or encouragement or words or whatever needs to be given to get them on the right track. So give her the strength that's needed to deal with lost people. But help her to stay in position because she knows that people who are lost need to be found by you. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Lord, we thank you for Carolyn tonight, Father God. We just thank you for being the watchman, really teaching her how to see after people, like a caretaker, where you are like taking care of people, and seeing them really through difficult times. Bringing clarity to their lives on the things that's really necessary, because so many people are so caught up on spending time and using a lot of effort on things that really aren't even necessary. It really doesn't have any more power or importance than what they give it. We give things like too much importance a lot of times, and God is going to use you to reveal that, even in your own life, but with others as well. You know, people come to you with a situation like, okay, well, how important is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what makes that so important? What makes that stand out so much? And you're going to have that conversation, and which is really going to put people in a position where they can break free and break out of bondage. And we just thank God for that, for him opening you up to that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Bo. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have anything in particular you wanted prayer for?
Yes, I do. I am coming to the end of the first year in my job, and I have applied for an extension of a month. Just asking you to commit this new month in the hands of the Lord, that God's will be done in regard to everything pertaining to me. I'm not sure how I will transition from here.
Okay. Well, one thing with that, you will always be this is the mentality you have there. I will always be where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I will always have what I'm supposed to have.
Amen.
I will always be where I'm supposed to be. I will always have what I'm supposed to have. Because God being the source, everything else being a resource, God knows everything that you need. And what I see God doing with you, Carol, is it's really putting you in a position to where you really have to release all of your faith. I mean, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Stripping down to the highest level of vulnerability that you could ever possibly be in with in life. That's where God wants you, to be totally vulnerable to him, to release your faith, and to really believe for more. Believe for more.
Mm-hmm.
Believe for more. Wow. He said, he's giving you what you've asked for.
Mm-hmm.
He's already done it. He said, ask me for more. Ask me for more. And that's why I see you're at right now. Because God is going to supply whatever you put your faith out there for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the guarantee, and that's the word of the Lord for you tonight. For real.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You. God
wow.
bless you both. Hallelujah.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want more.
Mm-hmm. 334-520.
Give me more.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening. How are y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing good. How are you
this
tonight?
This is Cindy. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Oh, my gosh. I just want to start off by telling y'all are so on point. I think y'all almost hung up the phone I don't know how many times, because from the time I got on the line with Miss Latrice up until a young lady that just got off the phone, y'all was talking to me. And I was like, God, do I stay? Do I hang up? Like, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, they talking to me without even talking to me. So I said, no, let me stay on the phone. Let me stay on the phone. I stayed this long. But, oh, my gosh, I just love y'all, and I just thank you so much for your faithfulness, the purging that y'all go through, and then just staying before God, and the level of y'all gifts. It's pure, and I just thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the, I see like an escalator. Thank you for the escalator. It's like you could go upstairs, and when you go upstairs, it's powered by you, right? Because you can go up, there's no requirement to go up a stair fast or up a stair slow. It's based on the individual person. Now, if your knees are screaming, you're going to be going step by step by step. You might get tired halfway. You know, you might slip on the stairs. There's all these different things that could come into play when you manually go up the stairs. But what I'm seeing for you is you're on an escalator. That's different.
Mm.
When you get on the escalator, all you got to do is get on the step. Get on the step and just ride. That's it. You don't have to put any energy into going up the stairs, but you're going up the stairs. But the difference is it's not powered by you. It's there's something else at play when you go up an escalator. That's why people go to malls, you know, they've been doing all that shopping and now their feet hurt. And they got two choices. They got stairs, you got escalator. You're going to see most of them, especially you see people with a lot of bags, they're going to be on that escalator because their feet are barking. So they don't want to put any more, you know, effort or energy into going where they need to be when they could just sit there and, whew, you know, just kind of lean up against that little rail, whew, and get where they need to go upstairs. And so that's what I'm seeing with you. There's an elevation, but there's a rest that comes with it. You ain't got to do the work. All you got to do is be where you need to be.
Yeah.
That's it. If somebody want to go upstairs and they got to go up the escalator, all they got to do is be where they need to be. They got to be at the escalator, right? They can't be at the stairs thinking it's going to power up. They're going to be sitting there looking stupid. Or they're going to get a crowd of people behind them that might not like that. So you got to be in the right place, right? You can't say, well, God put me on the escalator, so I'm going to wait at the stairs. That's not where you need to be. You be at the right place, and then you step when he tells you to step. That's it. Because I've seen some things happen at the escalator where somebody misstepped.
Absolutely.
You know how you do that laugh where you kind of spin around because you don't want to be ugly, you don't want to show them, but you can't help it. You know, you see a little slide and they try to catch themselves, bags flying or whatever. Yeah, they got that embarrassed look, and you trying not to make eye contact. You know, you trying to help them out, but then you have to ask, "Are you okay?" You know, it don't seem mean. You know, like you mean it because you just hollered, but I mean, you do mean it, but yeah, I've been there where I saw somebody miss a step and I immediately got the giggles. And I just did that whole Michael Jackson spin move because I don't want them to see me laughing. And then doing the whole Muttley laugh because you're trying not to laugh out loud. So we know that it's not enough to be in the right spot. You got to make sure that you step when you need to step too. So that's the work that you got to do. Be where you need to be. Step where you need to step. Because we don't got time for people to be laughing and pointing and be like, oh, my gosh, it's still girl just missed that step. Oh, my goodness, girl, I don't want her to see me laughing. So you got to be where you need to be. That's the only thing that you got to do. Be in the right spot. Again, don't be waiting on the escalator at the stairs. Might get them people called on you. Be at the escalator and step when he says to step. And then it's smooth sailing. All you got to do is you can relax. You can, you know, depending on how short or long the escalator is, sometimes you get a little bit of view. You can enjoy some of that cheesy mall music that's going on. You know, you don't really pay attention to it until you're, like, in that moment where you're just not doing anything. And most time at the mall, you're doing something. But when you're on the escalator, you're really not doing nothing. You're just chilling. You know, then you can hear what's playing. So you get to just relax. But that's what I see. I see elevation coming. You don't have to put in any energy. All you got to do is be at the right place and step when God says to step. He's going to do the rest of the work. They're going to say, how did you get here? Powered by God. That's it. That's all I can tell you. Powered by God. I don't know what powers the escalators at the malls. I haven't studied that. Probably will sometime in life because I'm just a nerd.
It's
like
a
that.
Motor.
Yeah, I know there's got to be some sort of motor and conveyor belt that recycles itself, but I don't know.
You just
got to stare. You know, if it starts looking choppy, I just know not to get on. Because I've had a choppy one where I almost took a spill. But you know what's powering you is God. And people are going to say, how did you get there? How did you, what did you do? Tell me what you did. I was where I needed to be. Period. That's it. I was where I needed to be. And God did the rest of the work. I didn't have to do anything but be obedient. Because obedience, you know, is better than sacrifice. So many people want to sacrifice. Oh, I'm going to work hard. Hard work plays off. Let me sacrifice my time. Let me sacrifice my relationships. Let me sacrifice because I'm trying to get somewhere. That's glorified, and I just really hate that. That people, they glorify no sleeping and not eating right, grabbing meals to go because they're constantly working, sacrificing all these things to try to get something. But obedience is better than sacrifice. All you got to do is be where you need to be. You ain't got to do all that. People just being extra for no reason. Sacrifice to sleep, got bags under their eyes, getting a gut because they eating fast food all the time because they always out working. For what? For no reason. It don't take all that. That's just somebody trying to, like the Pharisees, you know, putting covering herself in sackcloth and praying all out. Somebody trying to get some attention. That's all they doing. But with you, that's what you're going to tell people. They're going to say, how did you get here? How did you elevate? How did you get to where you teach me your ways? And you're going to say, my ways are God's ways. Because if I had to be somewhere else, I would have been there. But I was where I needed to be. Obedience is key. Not following somebody else's life. There's no blueprint per se. There's no manual that you can read. It's just being where you need to be. And they'll say, well, how do you know where you need to be? That comes from relationship. You got to know the Father. You got to know his voice. You got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit says because the sheep know his voice. So you got to be one of, you got to belong to him. You can't just be living any other type of way and then say, yo, I'm listening to God. I want to be obedient. What? That comes in every area of your life. But you have to have a sincere walk with Christ in order to hear him, and he will tell you, this is where you need to go. Go to the escalator on the right. Now step. That's it. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Thank you for the elevation, Father God. We thank you that all she got to do is be at the right place, step when you say to step, and you're going to elevate her. You're going to elevate her, and she doesn't have to do any more work. She doesn't have to expend any energy. She could actually relax on the way to the top. She could relax and just enjoy the view, the scenery, take everything in, what's going on around, the sounds, all that. And we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Did it cut off?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
That's great. What I'm getting tonight is that it's about really letting people go and really allowing yourself to be able to be okay with when people do dirt, or when people show you something you ain't never seen before or didn't expect from them, to be okay with it. Because a lot of us live, and so many of us don't never want to feel pain. Of course, you know, who up there like, man, I want to feel pain? But as a believer, you know that it's a part of our walk to have these experiences so that the Word of God can reveal itself to us, so that we can have opportunities to put the Word of God to work. When he tells us to love our enemies, when he tells us to do good to those that despitefully, you know, will use us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just do good. And a good work is this right here. Even if somebody is despitefully using you, a good work could literally mean cutting that person off. Because that's the best thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't be used to be tormenting God's anointed, mm-hmm, and causing more issues and sowing more bad seeds in their own life.
Right.
So that's a good work to cut them off. Mm-hmm. And so God is going to definitely bring clarity to you for you to get a better, to be at peace with it, to be at peace with making those type of decisions. And I just thank God for that. And that's what I got for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Did it cut out there, Tim? Look. Oh, didn't it?
Hello? Oh, no, there she goes.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. I was talking so low. It probably sound like Michael Jackson. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the word. I thank y'all always for speaking into my life and into the life of others. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. We love you. We're going to clear it up so that people can call back in at 8:45. Make sure you call back in on Wednesday. Randy prays over everybody.
One more thing before you go.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. You both were coughing, but it wasn't until you coughed, Miss Tanisha, that I heard lungs. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to pray for the both of you, a blood covering, especially over you, Miss Tanisha, because I didn't hear lungs until you coughed. So
okay.
If you allow me to pray before you go, I just want to be obedient to the Spirit.
Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just ask that you, Father God, I decrease as you increase in me, and ask that you forgive me for anything I may have said, done, or thought that's not pleasing in your sight. Now, Father God, I want to be obedient. I heard the word lungs. Lord God, when Miss Tanisha coughed, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over her lungs. Lord God, that there won't be any pneumonia. It won't be a collapse of lung. It won't be anything trying to build up in her lungs. It won't be squeezing of her lungs or anything like that, Lord God, any carbon dioxide or anything like that. I'm not sure what that meant, Lord God, but I speak a blood covering over her lungs in the name of Jesus. Airways clear now. In the name of Jesus, there won't be any tightness in her chest or any irritation or any inflammation when she coughs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I speak the same over Mr. Terrence, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your hands that are healing, Lord God, and your hands are strengthening, delivering, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They are covered and dripping not only in the anointing and the oil, Lord God, but also in the blood of Jesus that covers them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We bind any witches or warlocks or any plan of the enemy that will try to attack them, Lord God, and their gift, Lord God, that will try to stifle, Lord God, the words that are releasing out of their mouth that is from the throne of heaven, God. And so, God, we just thank you and just praise you, Lord God. We speak the blood of Jesus in the atmosphere, in the AC, the vents, the fan, any type of artificial air they'll be using, even in the atmosphere outside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just thank you, Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, for Holy Ghost fire burning anything up, Lord God, that will try to remain, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We received that. And today I was having some tightness in my chest. I thought it was trapped gas. I wasn't sure what was going on. So it started getting better as the day was going on. But then, like, you know, it just started coughing and stuff. So I really appreciate your obedience because you didn't know that. I didn't say anything about that during the show. So just keep being obedient. Keep letting him use you. Because he's elevating you. And we need obedient people like you. So I appreciate you and thank you for that prayer.
You're so welcome. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Love
God
you.
Bless you. Love you too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you all for calling in. We're going to clear it off. Let Randy get on. Call back about 8:45 is when you can start calling in. Hit 1 to get in the queue. Normally he does a teaching on Wednesdays and then prays over everybody who's got their hand up. So till next time, we love you all. Good night.